Today, I'm going to update you on where Dan and Patty are, what is going on with Dan's health, and what's happening with the RV Life Podcast. My name is Patty Hunt with my incredible husband, Dan Hunt, and you are listening to the RV Life Podcast. Now, I've gotten a lot of messages and information, and people want an update, so I thought today was a great day to do that. Dan and I are currently in Pennsylvania. We are where we used to live with family, and Dan's health is still not where it needs to be. So he is having a lot of health issues, actually. I am not going to give details. I want to protect his privacy, however you want to say it, but I don't want to give any specific details except to say that he is having some major medical issues. And for those listeners who are new to the RV Life Podcast, the last couple of weeks, I've done the podcast without Dan. And today, again, he is not able to be on the podcast. And to let our listeners know that I'm not sure when or if he'll get back to the podcast, just to be, you know, transparent there. Now, Dan and I have loved doing the RV Life Podcast. We love the people that we have met and interviewed, the people that we've been able, you, our listeners, to be able to educate, inspire, and hopefully entertain a little bit. So we really love what we are doing here. And I'm not letting the RV Life Podcast go anywhere. It may change a little bit, and we'll see what happens as we move through the process of what is going on here. But like I said, we're in Pennsylvania. I do want to talk a little bit about the support we've received. So the RV Life Podcast would not exist without you, our listeners, and we are eternally grateful for all of you, as well as our sponsors. Don't just support us by having advertisement on the podcast, but truly supportive, amazing people. And I want to take a few minutes to talk about the people who have been such a great support, because it also, the purpose of the podcast is to give our listeners information to help them make decisions. So I'm going to start with National Indoor RV Center. As most people know, they have 6 locations. Brett Davis, the owner, is an amazing person, and he is a sponsor, but he is a good friend and a huge support to Dan and I personally, as well as the podcast. And these are the people that we choose to align ourselves with. I have to give a shout out for Freightliner, for Jeff Sather, who is also a friend and an incredible human being and has been so incredibly supportive through everything that Dan and I have been trying to do, again, for our listeners, as well as the RV industry. Casey Tubman from Newmar is also that kind of person. He looks to make the RVs that they put out better, as well as the industry, a better place for all of us. And we have to thank him for his support. We talk a lot on the show about Clear2O. Clean, fresh water is so important, and Clear2O. Keith, and there is a dog in background barking. Keith and Barb, who are the owners of the company, are, again, amazing people that have supported Dan and I and the podcast. Gina from Open Roads, they have the diesel fuel card and innovative tolling pass. And again, I'm saying these things because people could go in the show notes to see these incredible people, products, services that are truly helpful for people in the RV lifestyle. Open Roads Resorts with 4 amazing campgrounds. Doesn't look like we're going to get to some of those this year, but hopefully next year. Again, Chase Becker has just been a support. He is an amazing person within the RV community, and I just have to give a shout out to him as well. Now, as a lot of RVers know, and if you're just starting your RV journey, some people feel like traveling from place to place in an RV can get lonely. And what do you do when you're on the road and something happens? And that's what's happened with Dan and I. We were in Florida, in Orlando. We were planning on moving to Pennsylvania, and things just got a little more difficult with Dan's health. And I have got to say, I don't have the words to show my appreciation for the people that reached out by phone, that actually came to the RV to help us. I wish I could sit and list all their names. There was a family of five, Aaron and John, I hope I'm giving the right names, and our three kids that literally moved our stuff into the trailer, Karen and Bruce, that just came and was there and sat with me and drove me to get the trailer. Again, people have reached out and asked what they could do and shared that they were praying for us. And the RV community is an incredible group of people. And without the support of the community, I don't know what would have happened or what would happen. The support of my family and friends, obviously, I guess we expect that, right? We always expect that they're going to be supportive. But when things become difficult, you realize just how much people come together. As difficult as the situation is, I don't know what's going to happen as far as RV travel moving forward. As difficult as the situation is, there's always something positive you could see in those challenges. And just looking at our sponsors, our supporters, friends, these people have become friends of ours. And the RV community, it's just been so incredible. I am so incredibly grateful for everyone. Moving forward with the RV Life podcast, I plan to continue recording our episodes regularly, to continue to have guests on that our listeners are wanting and looking for, to help the RV community in any way I can. The RV industry is such a close, like when I say the industry, the dealers, the everybody involved in the RV industry, they're a close group of people, an amazing group of people. And I'm so happy to be part of that and will continue to be part of that. So as we move through this difficult time, my plan is to have an episode up again next Wednesday, as we always do. Wednesday at 5 a.m. Eastern time is when it goes live. I plan to have a great guest on for next week. And as we move through this, I will continue to give updates. Anybody that wants to reach out to me, you could do that on Facebook or Instagram at RV Life Podcast. You could private message me, you could put a message into the group. I will give updates as things come in and I'm able to share updates. I will be putting that on social media. That way I can give information to a lot of people quickly. So again, if you want to reach out, feel free to do that. I so greatly appreciate all the kind words, the help and support, the prayers, the love that I have received. So a nice, short, sweet podcast here to give, let everybody know what is going on. But I want to end it with, don't forget to have a great rest of today and an even better day tomorrow.